VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Ming Jane. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Hi, VoiceTubers. This is Ming Jane. Have you ever found it hard to talk in a social setting, or you can't help but feel anxious whenever you're around people? This feeling of being not too sure of yourself might just be more common than you think. The good news is our video pick today goes over 12 things that can help you overcome shyness, and here's one of them. Even just small things like shower, flossing your teeth, and keeping your nails trimmed can make a big difference in how you feel about yourself.
即使只是小事，像是冲澡、用牙线、修指甲，都能让你觉得自己有很大的不同。那我们来看一下发音的部分。我们来看第一个字 flossing， 在这里 O 我们要发 R 的音，念作 fla。那后面虽然有两个 S， 但是我们只要发一个 S 的音就好，念作 floss， 最后再加上 ing， 念作 flossing。接着我们看到 trim 这个字，这里的 tr 我们要发 tr 的音 ，i 发 e， 念作 trim。那它加上 ed 的时候，只要发 d 的音就好，所以念作 trimmed。那最后句子里面我们有看到两个逗号，那在这里我们都会稍作停顿，所以会念作 even just small things like shower, flossing your teeth。 好，那看完以上这些，我们再来念一次句子吧。 Even just small things like shower, flossing your teeth, and keeping your nails trimmed can make a big difference in how you feel about yourselfAlright， 那我们接着看到今天的第一个单字叫做 floss， 它是一个动词，意思是用牙线清洁，就是清牙缝。那我们来看一下例句。 Caleb's mom tell him that it's a good habit to floss his teeth on a daily basis. Caleb 的妈妈告诉他每天用牙线是一个好习惯。那句子中的 habit 就是习惯的意思，而 daily basis 则是每天，基本上就是 everyday 的意思。那接着我们看到第二个单字叫做 trim， 它是一个动词，意思是修剪或者是修整。比如说像这样， My grandma tends to her garden every day by trimming the bushes. 我的外婆天天照顾她的花园，修剪草丛。那句子中的 bushes 就是一种植物，就是灌木的意思。那最后我们看到 nail 这个单字，它是一个名词，意思是指甲或者是脚指甲，也叫 nail。 那我们看一下这个句子， She's going to fight tooth and nail for her proposal before giving into anything. 她在妥协之前会尽全力为自己的提案奋斗。那句子中的 fight tooth and nail 这是一个谚语，意思是尽力奋斗的意思，并不是真的牙齿指甲打架的意思。那句子中的 proposal 则是提案或者是提议，都叫做 proposal。 而 give in 则是让步，就是勉强妥协的片语。 And that's a wrap. If you're still feeling unsure about yourself in public, don't worry, you'll get better as you practice more. For the time being, the same goes for your speaking skillsDon't forget to leave your recordings and comments below, and I'll catch you again next time. Bye!